T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back. We're at Borgata on a Friday morning, and there is a big convention here today for the New Jersey State Bar. Wow, there's a lot of lawyers.
There are a lot of them.
A lot of highly successful individuals out there.
And that makes sense because our next guest always tweets out, there will be lawyers.
And I will have them on in 1 second. I just want to promote for you. We got the hot seat covered up in a few. And Jay Black at the back end of this hour is going to try to solve the mystery of Drew Brees at a time when former athletes, former quarterback, are making absolute historic numbers in broadcasting. Drew Brees severed ties with NBC and is out after 1 year.
Yeah.
How did that happen? What went on? He's doing very good commercials, Al.
He does, the gambling ones. They're pretty funny.
Aren't they good?
I think they're really good.
And yet he is out after 1 year. We will try to solve that thing.
By his choice.
Yes.
I guess by his choice, although I don't think anybody was shedding tears when he left either. On the line, though, is a maniacal tweeter, Al, and he is also the head of Villanueva Law.
Sports
Law. What else does he do, Rhea?
Give me his Twitter. Former Green Bay Packet. He's got a great newsletter, Andrew-Brandt.com.
All right, and if you want to follow by Twitter, I just do Andrew Brandt Twitter. It comes right up.
Yeah.
Wow, Andrew, you are very active on Twitter.
Morning, guys. You know, I just heard on the open that this New Jersey lawyers thing, I should be down there rocking T-shirts with my Twitterism. There will be lawyers. You know, I heard this guy's going to do some marketing for me. He's going to do the T-shirts and mugs and all that with my Twitterisms, because there is a demand out there. I should be hawking over there.
Well, Andrew, you are phenomenal. He covers the Nick Saban thing. Wow.
Great.
But let me just start with this, because when you were, after Howie Roseman was able to sign James Bradberry, you tweeted out how the Giants couldn't muster even a low-round pick if only to keep him out of the division is beyond me. Andrew, how amazing is it that the Giants allowed the Eagles to take away their best cornerback in James Bradberry?
A couple things to unpack here. First, if there are 11 teams, as Adam Schefter reported, that were after this player once he got released, again, it's hard for me to fathom that they couldn't get even a low-round pick just to get him somewhere that's not down the road in Philadelphia, just to get him to a team that they're not going to play twice a year, whatever it may be. Now you can say, well, none of these teams don't want to fit in that cap. But, hey, you do what Howie did. You work out a deal along with the trade. I mean, this happens all the time where players are traded for what I amount to a ham sandwich trade just to keep them away from other teams. Listen, I've been critical of Howie on the whole Wentz thing, and Howie, full disclosure, is a friend I've known for 20-something years, and he lives a few blocks from me here in the Philly suburbs. But he has really proven himself in recent moves, the trades. This is what we've talked about for years, guys. There has been a bias, and I think it's gone away. But there has been a bias against GMs who don't come up through the traditional bird-dogging, scouting background. Howie's one of those guys. So Howie came up, as I know so well, with a cap contract negotiating background, trained at the feet of Joe Banner, went into his own. I worked there for a while he was getting his feet wet on the personnel side. And that has proven itself to be an added value for the Eagles. They have used his negotiating cap contract background to negotiate trades that I continue to think win. He wins. He wins in trades. He wins in contract negotiations. That's added value for the Eagles and their fans. It truly is.
Andrew, here's where it's funny, because they got James Bradbury. The Eagles are a playoff team, and the Giants were a five-win team. They were awful. And the Giants couldn't afford Bradbury, but the Eagles found a way to. That is cap management, but I don't understand how the Giants couldn't find a way to keep one of their best players who's still only 28. Is that mismanagement on their end? I mean, explain to me how a bad team can't afford him, but a good team can.
I mean, you always look to the quarterback, and obviously the Eagles have the low-salary quarterback. That is the biggest value in the NFL, the biggest value in pro sports, to my knowledge, which is having a starting quarterback where you would say the average veteran makes, pick a number, $20, $25, $30 million a year. And if you have someone on a rookie deal, especially in a lower round past the first, you're paying $1 million, $2 million a year. That gives you $20-something million to play with. Now, the Giants have Jones, but he's in that option year, which makes it a different number. So it's a higher number. But yes, the Giants have done some mismanagement. You have big numbers for Kenny Golladay, who didn't produce. Adoree Jackson didn't produce. Other players that they moved on from. This is a problem. And you get a team like this that's so cap-strapped, so up against it, and you get a negotiating GM like Howie Roseman, that's not a winning situation for the Giants.
Wow.
They lost. So, obviously, these are going to be situations that play out. But he got Bradbury for nothing. He got Darius Slay. I think it was a third and a fifth.
That's right.
Top corners. I mean, I know he's not Jalen Ramsey. Let's be clear. But Jalen Ramsey went for two ones. Top corners are going for much higher prices than that.
Yeah,
so, again, that's a value.
Andrew, you're talking about the prices being paid for quarterbacks and how they restrict the salary cap. So I'm trying to understand, are you better off having a guy? I mean, you had Brett Favre when you were with the Green Bay. Are you better off having a $40 million a year quarterback, or are you better off trying to get by on a much less guy who's making way less, which is money you can use at other positions?
Yeah, that's a question I'm being asked a lot. Obviously, for the elites, for the A-listers, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, I don't think you can make that argument. But now, you know, you look at a situation where they paid Ryan Tannehill, or they paid, I know there are a lot of names that don't come up to that level, and then they're stuck. You know, then you're stuck. And that brings us to, I think we can answer this with another position now, because nothing has impressed me more in this offseason in the NFL than the wide receiver position. So Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill go to this new level. It had never been established before, this $25 million a year level. And the Eagles look at this situation and they say, okay, the Titans paying Tannehill all that money are not going to do this for that player. And this player, A.J. Brown, becomes available. And I think Howie was magical there because he used the deadline. He waited till trade day, draft day, and the only way the trade was going to get made was with a new contract. So using the deadline with the agent, as well as the Titans, to get a new deal. And this is going to be what you just asked about quarterbacks now with receivers. We have the Titans saying, okay, we're going to go with Treylon Burks at $2 million a year, while the Eagles pay someone $20-plus million a year, and we'll see what happens. And that's what the Packers and Chiefs have done as well. So your question about quarterbacks is now being asked about wide receiver.
I want to extend you just a little to the Sixers for one last thing here, Andrew, because right now we had the guy that runs the Sixers, Daryl Morey, last week say, Doc Rivers is really good coach, and I'm bringing him back. A lot of evidence suggests he's not the right guy for this job. What would you do if you were running the Sixers right now and what goes into a decision about whether you keep a veteran coach who doesn't seem to be very effective anymore?
You see how the players are responding. You see how the team is advancing or not advancing. You see how young players are getting better. Obviously, Max, he fits that mold to the T. And you see if there's cohesion. You see if they're listening. And I think Morey is making that decision that they are, that they're still advancing. I'm a huge fan, and I'm as disappointed as any. But as much as people are down on James Harden, I think you got to run this through. I just think whether, you know, I don't think the long-term decision with Harden is an easy one. But I do think the short-term is you've got to see what a full season with these two stars and Maxey's development go through. And I think if you're going to do that, which they are, they're not breaking up the team, other than a couple minor moves, I believe, they've got to keep the coach in place.
I don't have a good feeling about it. Andrew Brandt is amazing. And Al, if you follow him on Twitter, Andrew, how could they follow you on Twitter? What's the best way?
Well, that's the easy one. That's Andrew, at my name, Andrew Brandt.
Perfect. But
the newsletter goes into all this stuff deeper, andrew-brandt.com. And, yeah, Villanova's done for the summer. I did this name, image, likeness for my students where they had to present to me where this thing is going. And we just saw the feud between Jimbo Fisher and
wow.
Nate Saban.
Yeah.
This thing is the Wild West. We don't know where it's going to end, but this is a whole new age of college sports.
Well, monitor it with Andrew Brandt. Andrew, always an honor. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, guys. Take care.
Andrew Brandt with some great insights. Now on the line, Alan. This will require some quick conversion.
Okay.
Farrah from Sewell. Hi, Farrah.
Angelo, great shout out to the fans and the listeners, by the way.
Yep, absolutely, Farrah. Now, are you a huge fan of baseball, Farrah?
I used to go to the games, and my nan would do, like, the put it on the list. Like,
yep.
she used to score it off.
All
right. I don't know what that's called.
She kept score.
Kept score.
Right?
Yeah.
She kept score. And
okay,
she enjoyed that.
Can I please say that Al, the atheist, who doesn't know what a hem is, how does he not know what a hem is?
What, you don't know
a hem?
A hem, the bottom
no,
of the dress.
No, him. Him.
Him.
I didn't know that that was a hymn you were singing
a
yesterday.
A religious hymn. Are you religious, Farrah?
I do go to church. I do believe in Jesus.
Beautiful. All right, that's good to know. Now, Farrah, do you love the current version of baseball?
No, the most exciting thing about that happened during the Phillies game was that Bryce Harper traded his hat to a fan the
no,
other day.
She's
right. You're right.
I swear to God, Farrah, this is the best point made on the entire show today. What they showed you was him giving the hat to the little kid. What they didn't show you was there was no one there at the end of the game because it was 3.5 hours for a 2-0 game.
No runs. Are you kidding me? No runs.
What's that about?
Not running, obviously. Not hitting.
I'm with you, Farrah. Do you have a winner or weasel for me?
I have a winner.
Who?
The muffin guy that brought you the blueberry muffin.
Oh, let me tell you, Andrew. Yeah, that is too personal. But again, let me go back to this, Al, because this to me, it boggles my mind. I was watching this game yesterday. It was 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
By the end of the game, they did show you, even though they're trying not to, they show you the stand. There's no one there.
No.
There's less than 10,000 people.
Yeah.
In a building that once had every seat filled for every game. There was way less than 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And this is what they were witnessing, including 8,000 children. Listen.
DeMargo asking for time, trying to keep this one alive. Camargo, a couple of deep breaths, he's back in the box.
Yeah.
And now, time called. And Rogers looks a little frustrated.
And he walking around the mound now.
Yeah.
Enough, enough. I don't want to torture the audience anymore. I'm trying to make a really important point here. And I think it was made very well by, was it Scott Fransky who said that they're watching the clocks now in the minor league?
Yeah, Pat,
you can't
Pat
let
McCarthy,
this
yeah.
guy, Rogers, take 45 seconds between
no.
pitch. You can't.
No.
If he's got too many itches, get him an ointment, all right? That guy,
well, then you get checked by the umpire.
That you're right. That's a foreign substance. Yeah. No, I'm telling you, this is not sports entertainment.
No, they have the
it's
clock. They
terrible.
Have, it's in place. Just use it.
Is it coming in next year?
It can come in next
year.
They have to agree to it? No, they don't.
No?
In the current agreement, now baseball has the right to actually use it next year without the player approval. They've already said yes to it if Major League Baseball goes. Do you understand? I grew up with this sport. Mm-hmm. I need a moment here to really get personal. I love baseball. I've loved it my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I love baseball cards. I love baseball movies.
Yeah.
I love baseball hats. I love everything about the sport.
Yeah.
And they've ruined it. And they've ruined it because they have not worried about being entertaining. These kids, 8,000 were at the game yesterday. Those kids, Al, did not go home and say to their parents, please, Mom, please, Dad, take me another game real soon.
Yeah.
You know what they said? Next time, let me play on my video games.
Yeah.
That's too boring. You understand, Al? Do you understand how bad that event is if you're sitting there?
Yeah. Well, that's why you have a team that's supposed to hit home runs.
Somebody needs to do something.
You have to hit something, Al.
You've got to throw the ball. You've got to hit the ball.
It's obvious to me when I watch a young pitcher come up with the clock that he's used to in the minors.
It's much better.
It is.
Yeah. And then they watch these veterans guys. They go, I don't have to throw it. Let me milk it.
Yeah.
And then they go, no, this Rogers guy should be banned from baseball.
The
guy wouldn't throw the ball. The last two hitters, Camargo and Segura.
Oh, Segura.
Al, it took more than 10 minutes.
And the Segura was at least a 9-10 pitch at bat.
No, Camargo was a lot, too.
Yeah.
It was torture.
And by the way, everybody, let me just let you know how the torturous and boring it was. People were so mind-numbed at the end of the game. The final pitch was high and out of the strike zone, and no one cared except for me.
I was a Phillies fan, and I agreed with the bad call.
Get me out of here.
Because, Al, that was a call for mercy.
Yep.
Oh, no, he's going to walk. We got to have another batter. This will take forever. Strike three. You're out.
We're done.
It's unwatchable.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do something now. Thank you. 215-592-9494. We got hot seat. We got two on deck winners so far. You are playing for Devontae Smith autographed replica jersey.
That's two of them. One for winners, one for weasels.
Honoring the Autism Challenge tomorrow. Go to EaglesAutismChallenge.org. We will be there tomorrow morning early at the link. Jump on board now. WIP Sports Time 917.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Red Hot Dodgers visit the Phillies for a weekend series starting 7 p.m. tonight, live right here on 94 WIP. Now, after losing 3 of 4 to the Phillies in L.A. last weekend, Dodgers winners now of 5 in a row, while the Phillies can't seem to find their offense at Citizens Bank Park. On that 5-2 road trip the Phillies were just on, they averaged 7.1 runs per game. In dropping 2-3 to the Padres last couple days, Phils were shut out twice, managing all of 3 runs in 3 games. It's Window Nation's graduation sale. Are your old windows failing? Call Window Nation. Get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy and 0% financing for 5 years. WindowNation.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Hot and humid, chance of isolated storms. High of 85, it's currently 70. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP. Hey, Dave.
All right, 9:23 is the time. If you missed the story I broke earlier in this show, I'll tell them.
It's Friday? I don't know.
He pays no attention. He pays no attention.
Broke a story?
I broke a story here earlier. It was an amazing story.
Oh, I remember it now.
All right. No, Rhea, you always pay attention. I know that. Al does not even. Al has been part of this show for 3.5 hours. He did not retain anything.
I don't remember.
Water.
Ladies and gentlemen, now all of the sports books, including the wonderful one right here at the Borgata and BetMGM, the national version of this, all are now at 9.5 wins.
You lost your window of opportunity.
The tipping point was Mr. James Bradbury. Mm-hmm. It was 8.5 prior to that move.
Yep.
If anybody got in at 8.5, I would like to congratulate you because you got a great deal.
And you said you can sell it.
I've heard.
I don't know how that works.
I don't either. But Keith Jones, my betting consultant, has said to me that if you get a very favorable bet, you can sell the bet.
Oh, Jonesy.
I do not know how to do it. And frankly, Al, it could just be a Canadian.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Maybe I'm sure you can.
Back at the station, Miss Ava Graham's ready to put somebody on the old hot seat. Well, you got, Ava?
Angelo, it's not a somebody. It's a something. And it is a bit heavier towards the end of the show here. But I do think that we should discuss it because I do think it should be studied.
Today, Veterans Stadium is on a hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. The Phillies announced Saturday the passing of David West from brain cancer, making him the 6th former Philly to pass away from that horrible disease.
It's devastating. Starting in 03 with Ken Brett and then followed by Tug McGraw the following year. And then it's devastating. It's the only word for it.
Devastating and bizarre.
All it screams is study.
Yeah.
If ever there was enough evidence to indicate a study, this is it.
Dr. Mark Siegel, a clinical professor, weighed in on the phenomenon.
First of all, it's a cluster and it needs to be examined. The amount of incidents of deadly brain cancer, about 3 out of 100,000. This is 3 to 4 times that or more.
I think it's way more.
It's ridiculous.
They're saying Veterans Stadium because of the AstroTurf or because it was built on a marsh.
I do know, just having been on the turf and played on the turf and bat boyed on it, that, you know, when you watch during the course of the summer months, the heat rising off of the turf, I mean, you can actually see the waves of it.
Imagine how many other people were in that vicinity, who are on that field, who are part of all the different events that went on at that field and ended up getting brain cancer and died very young.
Yeah.
No, I'm no scientist, but it is curious and is interesting and could be very tragic that it would have any involvement in some of the tragedies that have happened.
100%, Ava. Let me go further here now, because I realize that in order for this to happen, this Dr. Siegel, congratulations to him for getting on board. That material all came out on the Fox News station, and they did a segment on it, and you were here with Larry Anderson there as well. We have in this city, and when I'm always preaching how great this city is for its medical facilities, we have great cancer centers here. Great research is being done. The people that run them need to take this opportunity to step forward here and do what Dr. Siegel did and come forward and say, we need a study. They know, these cancer centers understand sometimes when there are clusters, when there are incidents like this, something environmental that caused it. They know who to go to get these studies done. They need to step up. Because something's going on. It's ironic to me that all these years after the vet is gone, it's on the hot seat today. But it's the right thing to do.
Angela, what's crazy is I was doing a lot of research, and it is now a national story, by the way, because Siegel came out and said it. But the articles of calling people to examine it are stretched back. You know, I mean, you go 2017 with Darren Dalton, when that happened, they called for it then. So we're calling for it now because something has to be done. The study has to be done. And Al made a point in the show, because if it is environmental, if it's in the ground, you can't wait much longer.
No,
you know,
it's got to be done.
It has been gone for so long.
It has to be done. And I'm hoping the people are influential in this area, the cancer research area. They got to step forward right now, because this story, while it's hot, while everybody's talking about it, get somebody to say it's time to do a major study on this so that we'll get some answers. Good job on that, Abe. Let's go back to the phones. Jack's up from South Philly. Hi, Jack.
Hold on, Ange. I'm sorry.
How you feeling today, Jackie?
Feeling fine. I'm feeling real good. I'm trying to get you to speak.
It's okay. You sounded pretty good to me, even on the speaker, Jack.
Hey, Ange, I don't know why you guys ain't getting on the Charles Barkley thing.
We're Barkley. Oh,
the thing with Shaq?
No, he told somebody he was going to do something with their mother. I'm going to tell you why, Jack, because it's bad. Gosh. It's a bad story, but it's Charles acting out, and I don't know. What am I? All right, tell me what I should be doing with it, Jack.
You should be ripping him today. What are you talking about? What this guy did to that teenage kid, because the kid was just riding him a little bit. And he's supposed to be the professional Charles Barkley. He should be fired today. Just like all them people on ESPN, when something slips out of their mouth, what that guy did, you hear the anger in my voice. And I like Charles. Don't get me wrong. He actually bought me a drink one time.
I did not know he did that.
Yeah. That's bad.
It's been on TMZ. He basically told the kid he was going to sleep with his mother.
They're trying to brush it under the rug because he's so big on that channel. But it needs to be brought out, and he needs to be reprimanded, fired today, just like anybody else that would have said that.
Very interesting. Jack, you made a good case for it. I didn't know what to do with it, so I said I don't need it. But you're right. I'm glad you brought it up. I really do. Are you naming Charles the Weasel? Is that what you're
absolutely
doing?
Absolutely. How can you not? But the Weasel, he's a loser for what he did to that kid.
Al Morganti, he told the kid that he was going to sleep with his mother.
No,
you didn't know about it.
He didn't say sleep, though, yeah.
Well, I know he didn't say sleep, but I can't say the other word.
Yeah, no.
All right, so what do you say? Al Morganti. Mulling this over,
I love
Jackie.
Charles, but
jeez, I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah,
so
it's been around for two days. Yeah, it's been bad.
I guess I don't look at TMZ like you.
You don't look at. You're not into gossip.
I'll give him the Weasel of the Week,
Jack.
Wow.
Oh, Jack.
Nice. He's
no, Jack. You just what? I'll tell him what he wants.
You got it. You got the WIP gray T-shirt. You got the $25 Acme gift card. 4-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phils against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
I love that name.
May 28th at 6:45. Just go to rphils.com for tickets. Pair of tickets to see the Bill Burr Comedy Show. That's at Wells Fargo Center. Wells Fargo Center, Philly.com. That's coming up in September. And the Devontae Smith signed jersey. And don't forget, there is still time, though it's limited, to get the go to the 5th Annual Eagles Autism Challenge tomorrow. Register right now at eaglesautismchallenge.org, and the registration is free if you use the code ANGELO22.
And I will be there early tomorrow.
One more thing in real quick?
No, Jack, you just want to autograph Devontae Smith. If you're not celebrating, you're not getting anything else in. What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm happy. What are you, out of your mind, Ange? Come on.
Jack, stay on hold. No, that's enough, Jack.
What?
Jack, I got to give people a chance for the other one because I got another one.
Yeah.
That same prize pack is available for winners.
Yes.
Right now, who's in the on-deck circle, Rhea?
God, I can't remember. It was so long ago.
All right. You got to see writes that stuff there. All right.
Ask Al.
Hell no.
Al, come on. You'll
who's
remember.
Who's in her on-deck circle?
Somebody else.
All right, Rhea, you got to write that sound.
Who was it?
Maybe Avis Kibich.
The winner of the week was it in Philly?
No.
All right.
I don't honestly don't remember.
All right. Somebody back there will know. Oh, dear. Rhea, you got to write that down. Jerry's up for Wilmington. Hi, Jerry.
It was the kid, the pen kid.
There we go. See, Jerry's perfect.
Leo Chen. Yeah. Jerry.
Fire Doc Rivers.
Would it be okay if we hired you, Jerry? Then you wouldn't be able to play this game every week.
I was tempted not to say anything, but, you know.
It's very nice of you, Jerry. Jerry, you wanted to say something about the 9.5 for the Eagles now. Is that right?
Yeah, I went to Delaware Park yesterday, and they didn't even have it on the board.
Ooh.
And they're always behind. I don't know. And I'm not allowed to bet outside of Delaware.
Oh, you're right. You can't even place a bet. If you came here, though, you could, right?
If you were live here.
If you were at, you should make this trip some week because I know it's a long drive for you, but they got a great sports book here at Borgata. It's phenomenal, and you could get any bet in you want.
Oh, can you get me a room?
Jerry, you're unbelievable. Seriously, Jerry, you're one of a kind. Jerry, all right, without further ado, Jerry, you must have a weasel, our winner. You got a winner.
Yeah, I've got a winner. You know, we used to bust Dave Uran for many years because he couldn't get a date and everything.
Yeah.
And finally, Saturday, I understand he had a great wedding and, you know, found a nice woman and got married. So I'd like to congratulate him and make him my winner of the week.
Nice one. David Uram, winner of the week.
It was a real, I have to say, yeah. It was a beautiful wedding at Waterworks.
Yeah.
Food was great. Everything, they did their own vows, and normally when you do them,
yeah.
They're kind of schmarmy. Great please, job with those.
Please say no.
No.
Here's why, Jerry. Jerry.
Why?
I want you to, have you ever been married?
Twice.
All right, Jerry. let's do the first one. The first wedding night, were you distracted by going on your cell phone or doing something other than tending to your new wife?
I was tempted to make him my weasel for that, but I was.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Al, he tweeted out the Phillies record on his
wedding night.
You would
have had a better chance at weasel.
And then he later revealed that his gorgeous wife, Sonia, asked him to turn the TV off because he was watching a recording of the Phillies game Sunday against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Al, those are not the acts of a winner of the week.
No.
Where is his romance?
Well, Uram?
No, in all honesty, I love the kid, right?
Yeah.
I got him a date.
Yeah.
I got him a date years ago.
That didn't
before Sonia.
Well.
Here we go.
I take him. I send him at my money, Al, to a prominent local diner.
Yeah.
Woman's there. And I'm going to tell you the truth.
Prominent local diner?
Right.
Yeah.
Al.
Oh, it was a good place.
No, I know it was, but.
The woman I got him appeared to be.
He just got married. Shut your mouth.
Ready. Ready. I was trying to find the right. Ready. Al. He orders as his main course.
Yeah.
The usual.
The usual.
And it was a fruit parfait.
Yes, it was a yogurt parfait.
A yogurt parfait.
Yeah. Didn't go over well.
I'll have the usual, and the woman brought a parfait.
Yeah. And at that point, as ready as she appeared, she was no longer ready.
See, if he was a quick thinker, when they brought over the usual and he saw the look on her face, go, this isn't the burger that I normally get.
No. This isn't the big T-bone I normally
and
know
she was not interested in the unusual.
Now bring me my T-bone. 215-592-9490. If we come back, what the hell happened to Drew Brees? When all these other guys are getting paid tens of millions, Drew Brees walks away from broadcasting. Jay Black will tell us why. WIP Sports Time, 9:36. I got an email yesterday about my friend Sam Pond, because I have been doing Pond Lee hockey spots for a long time now. And he said, man, thank you so much for telling me about Sam, because I went to him with exactly the problem you're talking about, workers' comp issue, disability benefits, not getting what I deserve. And Sam and Pond Lee hockey got me exactly what you said they would, and that's justice. And that's all I could do with you. All I could do is tell you, when you're looking for winners, when you're looking at your life for people you would depend on when you really need them, top of my list is Sam Pond and the great people at Pond Lee Hockey, because they win. They are committed to it. They understand how important it is to you, and they figure out a way why. And Sam has always been as Philly as they get. No nonsense, authentic. He's got your back all the time. That's the Pond Lee Hockey experience. So make the phone call, 800-831-8300. Go to pondleehockey.com. That's Pond, L-E-H-O-C-K-Y, for the best legal help you will ever get. It's Pond Lee Hockey, It's 9:41. You people on hold. We are doing a final blitz here to try to find the winner of the week better than Leo Chen, who is in the odd deck circle. But I just want to mention this first. I told this joke like an hour ago. It was half a joke. It was with Scott Franski. I said, Scott, you did TV yesterday because you're thinking of moving over. That's where all the money is.
Huge money.
I mean, $18 million for Romo, and now Brady's going to double that.
$35 million, yeah.
Right? So the thing is, that's where all the money is. And then you got Drew Brees.
Really?
As a player, Al, a fine interview, good talker, great with the commercials.
Terrific commercials.
One year with a major network, NBC, it's over. He calls it quits and then hints he might play again. We better find out what's going on from our TV expert from JBlack.TV, Jay Black. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Angelo.
Jay, makes no sense that at a time when they're paying this ridiculous money, Drew Brees goes the other way. What's the story?
It makes sense, Angelo, if you remember that Drew Brees was terrible as a color person. He was not good at his job. Huh. I think the real telling part of this is during the whole kerfuffle, NBC declined to comment. They didn't say, we love Drew Brees. We hope he comes back. You know, this is him just making a football decision. It was silence, which is TV speak for please don't let the door hit you on the way out. I think that happened to see him go.
We got to break this down a little because, all right, so they sign him. He has no experience, right?
Right.
And then they train him, right? Or did they just stick him in a booth to get go? What are they doing? So, how do they prep a guy?
They were doing practice games with him, and this is something we've been talking about on the periphery for a lot of months now. This is something that started to come out in September, October. They paid him a big amount of money because television does this all the time. They go, well, Tony Romo's good, so let's find the next, you know, semi-star quarterback or higher, and we're going to make them a big catch for the color commentary job, and he'll be just as popular. But for a long time, he wasn't doing that great a job, even in the prep games. And NBC, there was rumors here and there that NBC wasn't happy, and they were a little bit nervous about the money they paid him. And then he does that one playoff game, and he's terrible, and all of a sudden the balloon pops, and people go, you know what, Drew Brees, maybe try football at 45.
All right, so hold on. This obviously leads to a question. Yeah. Meanwhile, another guy with zero experience broadcasting, I mean zero, has been pledged $375 million. It's mind-boggling. What would make anybody think that Tom Brady would be greater if Drew Brees wasn't? Brees is a good talker. He just wasn't good at that job. Why would you do that until you knew what you had?
We talked about this last week, Angela. I defend the NFL a lot here because they make so much money they can afford to throw it away on a star marquee name. It makes no sense. It's completely dumb. I think Tom Brady is a piece of wet toast when it comes to a personality. He and part of it is because he has a lifestyle brand. A lot of these guys in the NFL, they don't make waves. They're not personalities because that's what you need to be bland to do well as an NFL star. You have to be a guy that just shows up to work, you know, says all the right things. We're taking it one day at a time. The talkers get moved out pretty quick. He's not a talker. He might be great, but I don't think that this is a good investment. I think that this has a much higher chance of being a disaster than it has to be a success.
All right. I happen to employ a spokesman for Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Will Brady be good as a game analyst?
Excellent.
based on
he'll
what?
He'll win it. Whatever based is there an what? Award to win, he'll win it.
Here, I am not a Tom Brady fan. You know that.
Right.
And I think Al might be right for one reason. There is simply nothing he doesn't prepare for. Really.
No, that is true.
I will say that about him.
But he could be boring.
No.
People that prepare try to get all their information, and it's boring.
I watched a really bizarre thing last season. It was Tampa Bay Bucks, you know, kind of their version of Dave Spadaro, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And he was on there talking about defenses and just crushed defensive backs.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting. It was the most in-depth and interesting I'd ever heard him about actual football.
Right, maybe.
I think, you know, I just know how well that guy prepares.
All right, Jay, one other thing. I actually got this from an emailer who wants to know, since the NHL playoffs have been phenomenal again with a lot of thrilling overtime games, NBA good but not all their games, how are these two leagues doing in their playoff ratings?
They're doing fantastically. Now, this is for two reasons. One, I think we're finally back to things being normal again and people's TV habits being the same. So we're up big against 2020, of course. We're up big against 2021. We're even up against 2019. The NBA has two of its highest rated, the two top rated playoff games the last 10 years were this season.
Wow.
The NHL is doing great. There is one reason why this is happening beyond all of the sports. The Nielsen out-of-home people meters are finally working this year.
Ah.
So this is the first year they're able to get a measurement for the people that are watching in bars or at other people's houses or in social settings.
Wow.
They tried it in the last 15 months, but it wasn't working properly. This is the first year it's actually working. So that bump might not be a bump. It just might be a more accurate rating as to the way people are watching. So that, right. That's going to be huge through the NFL season as well.
And we're running out of time here, but I do want to just mention, if you're looking for something great to watch on TV, mm-hmm. on Hulu right now mm-hmm. is a new series called Candy.
Candy.
I believe it's 5 episodes. Jessica
about
Biel.
Candy?
Have you seen that yet? It's about a murderer.
I've not seen it yet, Angel. I know you recommended it to me, but
phenomenal.
I'm going to be watching it this weekend.
I'm telling you, it's phenomenal. And Jay Black and I are working on a possible project together.
Oh, God.
He would be in charge of it, but we may have an announcement soon. No. Jay Black, you're the best thing happening in this country. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Jay Black. All right. Big Rube is on the line. Hi, Big Rube.
How?
Hey, Big Rube, I got to ask you about something. So
yes,
Rhea Hughes went to this amazing wedding on Sunday for Dave Uren.
Yeah,
and I noticed this. We're here today with all the Bar Association, a lot of very attractive lawyers, mm-hmm. Female lawyers, with 3-inch heels. And Rhea had her 3-inch heels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy a 3-inch heel?
I actually like a 4-incher, but 3-inch is the standard.
All right. Is that called a stiletto?
Please believe it.
All right, and you are, in fact, if you're just tuning in, Big Rube enjoys feet. And Rhea, no, you don't have a 4, do you, Rhea? You have a 3?
A 4-inch heel? Mm-hmm.
You show me the 3. You don't have the 4.
She's going to show you a middle finger in about 1 minute.
Well, I didn't go to the wedding. I wanted to see what her and Wechter dressed like.
I have pretty shoes.
She has very nice shoes, 3 inches, 4 inches.
Stiletto.
It seems,
I just got word.
Louboutins, Rhea.
Yeah, right. I can't afford those.
No, Joe Wechter just said he did not wear 3-inch heels.
Well, because I would have broke.
True.
Big Rube, is baseball too boring?
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. And like how you gave your testimony, I grew up the same. I used to watch all the games with my grandfather. He used to slip me a sip of beer and say, don't tell your grandma. And, you know, just... like growing up, I'm 48. I'm of that age. We used to copy hitters' batting stance, how the kids do now for basketball players, doing guys' moves, you know, doing the fake. So, like from Mike Schmidt, Dave Parker, you know, all the Andre the Hawk. Like that's what we grew up loving, and that's missing. And it's so disheartening for me because. I love, like, remember we grew up, see the ball, hit the ball.
Yeah.
You know, try to steal the bases, all that. You know what I mean? Just that Ozzie Smith doing the backflip, going to shortstop. I remember that vividly. You don't see none of that personality. And baseball sat on their laurels and said, well, we're America's pastime. And what Nike did with basketball and everything, and they just overshot. And what football's doing and baseball just sitting on their thumbs, and it's a travesty. In the next 20 years, is going to be below soccer.
That's my belief is soccer will pass it. Hockey will pass it because they are better sports for kids to attend. But I might be wrong. I was saying this a long time ago, too. Big Rube, I need some chicken immediately. What do
well,
I do?
Right now, I just put on, as I'm listening, y'all waiting to come on, I put on my beef baby back ribs. They on the smoker. At Chef Big Rube on Instagram. My place at Pitcher's Pub, 4326. So, you know, they going to be ready by the time I open. My famous barbecue sauce and that Chef Big Rube's dirt rub.
Big Rube, you're an artist, my friend. Thank you, sir.
How?
Hull. There you go. All right, we're rapid fire. Rhea, you ready?
I'm ready.
We're looking for somebody to beat Leo Chen.
Leo Chen.
Right, here's the young man who graduated at Penn and used that moment, that glorious moment, to flash his cell phone saying, fire Doc Rivers.
That was awesome.
Debbie is up from Maple Shade. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Who's your winner, sweetie?
Bryce Harper for making the hat trade with a fan.
Bryce Harper. Yeah.
No.
No, Rhea did not like the fact that he timed the injection incorrectly. And he has cost the Phillies at least three victories. Bruce is up next from Atlantic City right here. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Who's your winner?
Let's go with the Boston Red Sox fan that caught two home runs.
That was amazing.
Right. One fan caught two balls.
Mm-hmm. But it was at Fenway. So
it was at Fenway. It involved the Red Sox.
It was cool.
We don't enjoy it. Nathan's on the line. Hi, Nate.
How's it going?
Who's your winner?
I got Daryl Clark. He named Joel Embiid MVP.
That was the most embarrassing thing the city has
done
in a long time.
That was the city council. The city council, Al, wasted their time announcing that he was the most valuable Philadelphian.
It was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
It
I've
was
seen
not
a lot
good.
Of
it's a big loser vibe.
It was not good.
It was not good.
Stupid.
Ricardo's on the line next. Hi, Ricardo.
How's it going, Ange?
Who's your winner, pal?
I got Bradbury. He went from a 5-win team to potentially contending for a chip this year.
Oh. James Bradbury picked us, Rhea.
I loved it, but he hasn't played yet.
$10 million, too.
Yeah, I loved it.
For $10 million, I think a lot of people would have said yes. Jeremy's on the line. Hi, Jeremy. Who's your winner?
Jonathan Gannon, because you could throw Elmer Fudd out there and he'd look like a head coach.
Jonathan Gannon, Rhea.
Not until I see what he does with this defense.
Joe, who's your winner?
Little Finn. He caught a baseball, talked to his idol, Reese Hoskins, and was on the radio.
Oh, Little Finn. He was on our show.
He's a teenager.
Yeah, he's
now.
14. Little.
He's 14.
So weird.
That was awesome, though.
Michael, who's your winner?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hi, Mike. Who's your winner?
I'm going to go with Ray Didinger.
Ray Didinger. What did he do?
Well, he's retiring the end of this week. So,
is it this week?
I think it's next. 2 weeks ago.
Next week. I think.
It's 29th.
It's next week, but he already announced that.
Yeah, we don't do retirement talk here.
We don't like retirement talk.
Well, people retire just quitters.
Tom. All right. There's going to be a meeting. Right. That was for the 3-inch heel. She got me back.
At least you didn't say 1-inch.
Tom, who's your winner?
Hey, how y'all doing? Yeah, Gary Martin from Archbishop Wood. He did the sub-4 mile. Only person.
Oh, sub-4 mile at the games.
What? What?
That was amazing.
That is amazing.
The Penn Relay.
What? Right,
go ahead,
awesome,
Rhea.
But now I am going to stick with that. The Leo Chen thing was just...
He won the WIP gray T-shirt, the $25 Acme gift card, the 4-pack of tickets to the Reading Phils against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. That's May 28th at 6:45. Just go to rphils.com for tickets. Pair of tickets to the Bill Burr Show. That's coming up in September. Wells Fargo Center, Philly.com. And the Devontae Smith jersey and that signed jersey, and you can check them out. Everybody's going to be at the Eagles Autism Challenge tomorrow. Register right now. Time's running low. Go to eaglesautismchallenge.org, and registration is free.
It's
if you use the code name Angelo22.
Time to do a rap.
All right, Angelo. So you had Scott Fransky on the show earlier, and I just loved his response to your praise here.
Scott, one last thing. We are all in awe of what a great job you do. You're just an amazingly talented broadcaster.
Angelo, it ain't that hard.
That was great. That really was great.
He is the best.
He is the best.
And the way he says it's so nonchalant.
It is. It is. Brought to you by Arm & Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit armandcadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Are you rooting for ex-Sixer Jimmy Butler in the NBA playoffs? 50% say yes, 34% don't care, 16% say no, and everyone have a great weekend. Angela, make sure you bring that pedicab driver some Gatorade.
Yes, I will be tomorrow at the Eagles Autism Challenge. I'm going to be there about 7:45 in the morning. There's going to be lots of great festivities. Come out and support a great cause. Our assistant back at the station today was Ava Graham. Right here, our engineer, Dave Breitmeyer. Back at the station, producer, Joseph A. Wagner Jr. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.